Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
Doug. Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at Liberty Mutual.
Matt Jones will jump center for Matt's zone. Freddie Hicks will try to win the tip for Searcy. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Lions. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. Hicks will walk the ball into the front court. Matt's home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the right side to Hambrick. Up top now to Love. Over on the left side to Hicks. Has the ball knocked away, but Z will get it back. Freddie Hicks, that is, has it. There are two Hicks, actually, for Searcy in this starting lineup. Hicks going to dribble down into lane. Go in for the layup, good. And the Lions strike first. 2-0 our score as we are 27 seconds into this contest. Here is Gilbert across the timeline for the Bombers. Searcy in a man-to-man. Well, actually, maybe in his own. Ball goes over to Harris on the right side. Back up top to Gilbert. Back over to Harris. Down to Tabor in the corner. Tabor is going to be fouled. A tripping foul called against Freddie Hicks. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lions. 7:15 left in this opening quarter. Satch Harris will inbound the ball on the near sideline, right in front of the Searcy bench. He gets into Gilbert. Ball goes to Sorrell on the right side, down to Harris in the corner. Back to Sorrell, over to Gilbert on the left. Down to Harris, back to Gilbert. He finds Sorrell on the right side. Back to Gilbert. To Tabor in the left elbow, up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Bounces high, bounces around, but finally fell out. Boy, I tell you, that was just an unfortunate bounce there. Hambrick gets the rebound. He's back the other way. Throws it up top to Love. Love's going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line. Or are they going to call it on the floor? I think they're going to call it on the floor. Dawson Tabor picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers here in the first half. Ball goes up top to Cameron Hicks. Now he gives it to Hambrick. Hambrick dribbles between the circles, mounts home in a man-to-man. Now Freddie Hicks has it on the left wing. Now he's going to go down into lane. Freddie Hicks going in for the layup shot. Was partially blocked. He gets his own rebound. Goes back up to the up and in. Freddie Hicks with 4 points. And it's 4-0. Searcy leading at 6:10 left in the opening period. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Harris. Down to Gilbert in the corner. Gilbert's going to give it to Harris near the top. Back to Gilbert on the right side. Now Gilbert throws it over to Sorrell. Down to Tabor in the on the left elbow. Tabor throws it to Gilbert up top. Over to Jones on the right side. Jones is going to drill down to lane. He's going to be called for the offensive foul. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul. That's the second team foul against Mountain Home and their first turnover of the night with 5:43 left to play in the first quarter. 4-0, Searcy has the ball and the lead. Freddie Hicks across the timeline. Throws over on the right side to Watson. Now up top to Freddie Hicks. Now he's going to go down to lane, going in for another layup. He's going to be a jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to be Mount Holmes' basketball in the possession arrow. That's Searcy's first turnover of the night. 5:29 left in the third quarter, in the first quarter, excuse me. Bombers with the ball. Searcy up 4-0. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Sorrell on the left wing. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now Sorrell drills up to the top, gives to Harris on the right side. Harris going to drill towards the right corners, pull up for the jumper, rolls around and falls out. Oh, man. And Searcy gets the rebound. Here's Freddie Hicks throwing it up top to Love. Love's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Cameron Hicks gets the offensive rebound, throws it to Freddie Hicks, is going into the lane for the layup. Will not go. Partially blocked, maybe. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Searcy, I believe, and it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball with 4:57 left in this opening period. Still a 4-0 lead for Searcy. Mounts home trying to get look for their first score of the night. They've had some shots that just fell out. Gilbert dribbling to the right wing. Throws it to Harris in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And offensive rebound for Sorrell. He throws it back out. Tries to throw it down to Jones. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Searcy. Back comes Hambrick. He's going to try an alley-oop pass to Hicks. It was over his head, and Mounts home comes up with the steal. Here is Gilbert with it on the right side. Teams exchanging turnovers there on that sequence. And, boy, Mounts home almost committed another turnover. Ball is knocked away by Hicks. Goes out of bounds, fortunately for the Bombers. On the near sideline, it will be Mounts home's basketball with 4:27 left in the opening quarter. 4-0, Searcy on top. Gilbert inbound on the near sideline, gets into Harris. Over to Sorrell on the left side. Back over to Harris. He dribbles up to the top. Looks like Searcy's in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes down to Tabor. He's going to go down to the lane. His basket counts, and he draws the blocking foul. I think Love was trying to set up to take the charge, but he's going to be called for the block. And it's going to be an old-fashioned three for Dawson Tabor as he gets Mounts home their first points of the night. Griffin Love picks up his first personal foul, second team foul against Searcy. So Dawson Tabor at the line to convert the three-point play, and he does as the free throw rolls around and goes in. 4-3, Searcy leading Mounts home with 4:12 left in this first quarter. Here's Cameron Hicks with it, throws over to Hambrick on the right side. Up top to Love. Over to Freddie Hicks on the left wing. He's going to drill near the corner. Goes back to the wing. Now drills to the elbow. Throws out on the wing to Love. Love's going to go down into the lane. He's going to fake the jumper. Instead, throws to Cameron Hicks. Now Hambrick has it. He has his pass knocked away. But Love's there to get it in the lane. He's going to put up the jumper. Will not go. And Jones gets the rebound. Now Tom has a chance to take their first lead of the night as Gilbert's back the other way. Gilbert drills to the left elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. Will not go. And Hicks gets the rebound. Freddie Hicks, that is, gets the rebound for Searcy. He's back the other way. Drills to the left elbow. Finds Hambrick on the wing. Hambrick will drill near the free throw line. Now he's going into the lane for the layup. And it goes in. Landon Hambrick with his first 2 points of the night. 6-3, Searcy leading. 3:21 left in the first quarter. Sorrell into the front court. Throws over to Harris on the left side. Finds Tabor just outside the lane. He's going to find Jones all by himself in the paint for the layup. Good. Matt Jones off the assist from Dawson Tabor. 6-5, Mountain Home trailing Searcy. A little over 3 minutes left in this first quarter. Hambrick across the timeline for the Lions. Throws over on the right side to Watson. Back to Hambrick there on the wing. Hambrick will now dribble down towards the lane. Almost lost handle of the ball. Now he gets by his defender, Gilbert. He's going in for the layup. No good. And I think Tabor got that rebound. He throws to Gilbert. Into the front court to Jones. Jones has it on the left side. Back to Gilbert. Now Harris has it up top. He's going to set up the offense. Picks up his drill. Now gives it to Sorrell. Sorrell dribbles on the right side. Finds Jones in the lane. He's going to go up for the layup. No good. But draws contact. And he'll head to the free throw line with 2:31 left in the first quarter. Griffin Love picks up his second personal foul. That's the 13th foul against the Lions here in the first half. So Matt Jones hit the free throw line with a chance to give Mountain Home their first lead of the night. First shot for Jones is up. Good. So one more free throw coming up for Jones to try to put Mountain Home on top for the first time this evening. Jones' second shot is up, and he gets both. Matt Jones with 4 points, and now Searcy has the lead. Mountain Home has the lead. That's our first lead change of the night. Checking into the game for the first time tonight for Searcy is Kyler Tingler as he replaces Griffin Love. Tingler, a 6'4 sophomore. Mountain Home up 7-6 with less than 2.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Here's Freddie Hicks back the other way. He's going to pull up on the left corner for the jumper. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the charity stripe with 2:21 left. In this first quarter, Adam Sorrell picks up his first personal foul. That's the 13th foul against the Bombers. So Freddie Hicks at the free throw line. These will be Searcy's first free throw attempts of the night. First shot is up and in. And if he gets this next one, Searcy will get the lead back. So Freddie Hicks' second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 6 points, 8-7. Lions leading it with 2:20 left in the first quarter. This game's had two lead changes so far. Here is Sorrell throwing it over to Harris on the left wing. Back to Sorrell. Searcy in a zone. Back over to Harris. Now back to Sorrell. Back to Harris. Harris thought about the three. Now loses footing. Oh, they're going to call a foul. I think Mountain Home might got a break on that. They're going to get Braden Watson with his first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lions here in the first half. 1:55 left to play in the opening quarter. Searcy leading 8-7. Abe Crawford checking in for Mountain Home for the first time tonight, replacing Adam Sherrill. Crawford, a 6-foot senior. Gilbert unbounded to Harris from the far sideline. Now Crawford has it, almost has the ball knocked away, but is able to keep it. Crawford drill picks those drill, gives it to Gilbert there on the right wing. Now back to Crawford near the top. Leaves a 2-3 zone for the Lions. Ball goes over to Harris on the left wing, down to Gilbert in the corner. He's going to put up the three. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the line for three free throws with 1:38 left to play in the first quarter. Cameron Hicks picks up his first personal foul. That is the 15th foul against Searcy. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight to shoot three shots and try to put Mountain Home back on top. Gilbert's first free throw is up. No good. It looked like he followed through on that first free throw there. Second shot is up. This one goes in. Searcy bringing in Willie Bowser, a 6'1 junior, as he will replace Kyler Tingler. So Gilbert's third shot is up. It's good. He gets to a three. He now has 2 points and mounts on back on top, 9-8. With a little over a minute and a half left in this first quarter. Here's Freddie Hicks into the front court. Gives it to Hambrick. Hambrick will dribble down into the lane. Going up for the leaning jumper. No good. Jones gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Jones will give it to Gilbert, who will bring it across the timeline. Bombers with the ball in the one-point lead. Gilbert finds Crawford. Now gives it to Harris. Back to Crawford. He throws it to Tabor. Tabor's going into the lane for a layup. He can't get to go, but plenty of contact. Neil Hood to the free throw line once again. Willie Bowser picks up his first personal foul, team foul number six against the Lions. So Dawson Tabor at the free throw line where he's 1 of 1 with 3 points. First shot is up and good. One more free throw coming up for Dawson Tabor. Tabor's second shot is up and he gets both. He now has 5 points, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. It's a 3-point lead for Mountain Home. 11-8 our score. Hicks across the timeline with 1:07 left in the opening quarter. Ball goes over to Hambrick. Now Freddie Hicks has it once again. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right wing. No good. Cameron Hicks gets their offensive rebound. He'll dribble out to the left wing. Gives it to Watson. 56 seconds left of the first quarter. A 3-point Mountain Home lead. Ball goes over to Freddie Hicks. Now he's going to dribble to the free throw line. Throws up top to Hambrick. 45 seconds left. Hambrick dribbling between the circles. Now picks up his drill. Throws over to Freddie Hicks on the right side. Freddie Hicks is going to drill down into lane. He's going to go in for the layup. His basket counts and he is fouled. So Abe Crawford picks up his first personal foul. That's the 14th foul against the Bombers. So Freddie Hicks will be at the line to try to convert the old-fashioned three. He is 2 of 2 from the charity stripe with 8 points. He gets the free throw, and that's our first tie of the night. 11 all our score. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court with 30 seconds left of the first quarter. And Josh Fulcher telling his team, hold for the last shot of the period. 20 seconds left. Now Watson goes out there, and Watson's going to commit the foul. A 1-1's coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Braden Watson picks up his second personal foul. That's the 7th team foul against Searcy. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line. So far, he is 2 of 3 with 2 points. Liam Russell's going to check in for the first time tonight, replacing Dawson Tabor for Mountain Home. For Searcy, Braden Watson's going to take a seat as he'll be replaced by Zach Killens, a 6-foot junior. Gilbert's first free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. And Mountain Home's back on top with that first free throw. And Gilbert gets both of them. He now has 4 points, all from the charity stripe, 13 to 11. 15 seconds left as Freddie Hicks is into the front court. He'll throw it to Bowser. Now ball goes down to Killens. Killens will throw it to Freddie Hicks. Freddie Hicks going into the lane, gives it to Bowser, who's fouled on his way up, and he'll hit the free throw line with 4.4 seconds left. I believe they're going to get Liam Russell. By the way, Liam Russell, a 6'6 senior. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. First free throw for Bowser is up. No good. Freddie Hicks is going to take a seat as he's replaced by Eli Noel, a 5'9 senior. So one more free throw for Bowser to try to cut into Mount Holmes' lead. He misses both, and Crawford gets the rebound, and he's fouled from behind. Now another one-and-one coming up from Mount Holmes with 3.2 seconds left. Willie Bowser picks up his second personal foul. That is the 18th foul already against the Lions. Dawson Tabor's going to check back in as Matt Jones will head to the bench. So Abe Crawford going to the line for the one-and-one opportunity. This will be his first trip to the line tonight. Crawford's first free throw is up. No good. He misses the front end. Cameron Hicks gets the rebound. And Hamburg's going to try one last heave at the buzzer from well beyond half court. He couldn't get it. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Searcy 13-11. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.